Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. And welcome to you, Rasmus Thoresen, who is Executive Director for the Museum of Danish America. Good morning to you, Rasmus.
Well, good morning, Levon. Thanks for pronouncing my name so well.
Well done. I've been practicing because you taught me how the first time I met you. So we first want to find out a little more about you. You're fairly new to this position as Executive Director. So let's kind of, you know, how did you get here? What are some of the things that you've done and how did you get here as this position?
We only had 10 minutes. That's a kind of a long story, but just in a nutshell, I'm a librarian by training. I have a master's degree in library science, specifically in digital libraries. When I took that degree, it was in Europe in an international program, and during that I met my wife Jennifer from Nebraska. So that's sort of how I ended up in the Midwest to begin with. She works for the University of Nebraska in Lincoln. So I followed love, basically, to Nebraska, and being a librarian, I started working in public libraries in Nebraska and eventually ended up managing one in Nebraska City, so I was the library director there for a while. And when this thing came up at the museum, I heard about the position, I knew about it. Okay, let's backtrack a little bit. I already knew about the museum. I've known about it for a while, but I was reminded of the museum by the embassy in D.C., actually, because I was renewing my passport. It was this whole thing. And then during a phone conversation, this lady was saying, "Hey, by the way, have you been to the museum?" Because she knew I was in the region. I was like, "Actually, no, I have not." So I went on the website and I sort of got interested in it. And then, you know, I noticed that they had some positions available. And this, the one I have now, was one of them. So, yeah, and I decided to come out here for Tivolifest last year to sort of spy on the community and visit the museum as well. And I was really impressed with what I saw. So I ended up applying, and I was lucky and fortunate, good, whatever, enough to get it. So yeah, right. I'm very, very grateful to be here.
Yes. So we want to say thank you to Nebraska. We want to say thank you to Jennifer, and we want thank you for following up on that and being impressed, because of course all of us here are very proud of the museum. So one of the exciting things that's happened since you've been here, although I understand the work has been going on for a long time, is an accreditation. Tell us what that's all about.
Well, as you mentioned, Levon, it's been going on for a long time. I think back when they first came up with the idea of the museum and the vision for having a museum of Danish America, or back then it was called the Danish Immigrant Museum, but the idea was to have a museum that sort of could stand up there with the best of them. Like, and so how do you determine whether or not you do that? Well, the way you do that in the United States is that you benchmark yourself. And sort of, if you're really ambitious about it, you seek accreditation with the American Alliance of Museums. It's a national body that has this accreditation program that is the biggest accreditation program in the world. And so what they do is that they go in and, well, you have to fill out paperwork, lots and lots and lots of paperwork, always paperwork, right? It's always something, it's always a form, and in this case, quite a few forms. So how you accomplish this is that you, first of all, you have an institution that's worthy of accreditation. So that takes quite a while. They look at everything. They don't just look at your collection. They look at how you manage your economy, how you manage your facility, how you manage everything. It's a kind of holistic approach to museum operations and how you do everything, really. So how you accomplish accreditation is that you do this application, you fill out like hundreds of pages of paperwork. It took us 301 hours to do. And then you submit that, and then they follow up from the accreditation committee, I guess you would call it. They send out two reviewers that do a site visit. So we had them out here in November. That was actually my first thing. Even before I was officially on board, I was part of that interview. So I was lucky enough to sit in on the interviews they did out here for one of the days. And then what happens?
And then you wait?
Then you just wait and wait and wait. And you wait and you sort of sit around and you're waiting for your mail to arrive. Because you know that the committee meets in, this might not be exactly true, I think it's three times a year-ish, you know. They meet, so you know exactly when they meet. And then you just, and you know that after that you can wait for a couple of weeks, whatever that means. So we were just sort of sitting anxiously awaiting this to happen. And then one day it finally did. You know, it was a Monday morning. I was actually in Washington, D.C. I had a meeting with the Danish embassy. And so it was just a few hours before I was meeting with the ambassador of Denmark to the United States that this happened. So it was fantastic that I was able to meet with him and say, "Hey, by the way, we're fantastic. So and he thought so too. Yeah. So it was
that's
really
wonderful. And, mm-hmm. and again, that we have to say thank you to lots of work by many people to make this happen. So
that's the thing. It's easy for me to go and say, tell the ambassador, I'm the one who did the least probably of all the people involved in the whole process, because you're looking at not just the current staff, but all the previous staff that built this, the previous leadership, John Mark Nielsen obviously did a lot, Angela Stanford, our registrar, she's really the one who spearheaded the effort. Staff-wise right now, we have a fantastic board members, both current one but past ones. And I don't think you can say do any of this without mentioning the volunteers that we have. We have so many. We're really blessed with having them. And then just the entire community, because they all support us. And we wouldn't have been here if it hadn't been for the desire in the community to build this thing. So it's really everyone. Yep. So it's not just our accreditation. It belongs to the entire community.
Okay. So we should all be thankful for
and
that.
Proud,
and
really,
and,
really
and
proud.
Yeah. Thankful and really, and, proud, yeah. and you know, kind of pass the word to your friends across the nation, mm-hmm. wherever. Now, Tivoli Fest, of course, is coming up end of May. But before then, you have some things going on here in the building that we need to know about.
Well, what are we doing right now is we're redesigning our core exhibit. So what I guess what I want to make sure that I point out to all the listeners is that if you want to come and see a nationally accredited museum, and I do want to point out that it's less than 3% of museums nationwide that do have this accreditation. If you want to see a museum like that, you might have been there before, and I mean doesn't look that different, but you know, we're redesigning our core exhibit, so it's not, I wouldn't recommend coming in April, because we're redesigning a lot of things. But if you do want to come, it's free entrance, and we still do have some things. We still have a Lego play area, and we have a sports exhibit upstairs in the mezzanine. And we have our awesome Whimsical World of Bjørn Wienblad exhibit. So there are things to see, and free admission in April. But if you come in May, we have our entire newly redesigned core exhibit here waiting for you. That's a great opportunity to swing by if you haven't been there for a while to see what we've been up to, what we've been building. And aside from that, just swing by for Tivoli Fest, as you said, May 26th or 28th. It's going to be a really good time. Not just at the museum, for the entire community. They have some pretty... they have the Able Skipper eating contest they're going to come up with. I think I'm going to compete. I'm not going to guarantee I'm going to win, but I think I might win. I mean, in the amateur, I don't have a pro card for eating. But I think that will be really good.
There's always something new at the museum. I mean, if you were here maybe a week ago, maybe not so much, but museums, like good museums, change, so you need to keep coming back and participate. And I know you have ongoing programs like the SAC lunches over the noon hour. I think those maybe aren't going on now, but you always
have the brown bag lunches, yes, and all that, so
yes.
Yeah,
so there's always something going on here to come to the museum. And of course, the gift shop, I don't know if people think about that as a real plus when they come here to the museum, because there are wonderful things from Denmark and other places. You know, you need a gift, why not stop by?
Exactly. Yeah, I couldn't agree more. I'm honestly a really good customer, because I usually, what happens is, being, I mean, I'm native Danish, you can probably tell by the accent and my weird name, right? But the fact that, so I get presents from Denmark for Christmas and my birthday, so people ship these Danish things over, which is a little bit strange now, because it's actually cheaper for me to go out and buy it in the store right outside my office. But it's exactly the same things that my family would ship to me. So these things are very much 100% guaranteed Danish. So
very good.
I do want to point out one thing. I mean, because when you're in town, you want to shop, because we do also work a lot with the Danish windmill, obviously. And they have a lot of good stuff, too. They have more on the food side. That's really awesome. They have a lot of things that if you're an Elkhorn to shop for, for Danish things, we complement each other as two kind of experiences. So I do want to encourage people to also visit the windmill when they're in town.
Good point. And there are things going out the windmill. We're going to talk to Lisa about that in a couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
So how often do you visit Denmark?
Not often enough.
Yes.
I have some slightly busy schedule. It's a good thing,
yes.
But I'm going home for Christmas this year. I know that much. I was home last summer for a couple of weeks. So hopefully from now on, like at least once a year. But I think the advantage one good thing about it is my mother and father, they're reaching retirement age. So I think I'm going to ship them over here a couple of times a year. So I get to see them a little more often in that way.
And you want to share with them all the things that are going on here. So you have so much to share, and it's been a pleasure to visit with you, Rasmus Thorsen, who is Executive Director of the Museum of Danish America. And until next time, here's a thought. Successful people jump at opportunity and take advantage of it.